We continue to discuss the Eider Hashem Yisbarach, this concept that we learn in our Gemara, that Isi Ben Yehuda teaches us that if somebody is running Erev Shabbos Ben Hashmoshes in Rosh Hashanah, and in doing so, he Chas V'Shalom causes damage, his potter Mimnei Shirotz Brishos. The Cheshukei Chemet discusses the following Shaila. He discusses a situation where there was a dog running after someone, and there was a person who saw this dog chasing this boy. So he took a stone and threw it at the dog to prevent the dog, to stop him from chasing this boy. And instead of hitting the dog, it hits someone's car's window. The boy, Baruch Hashem, was fine now, but the car window was broken. What is the halacha? So quoting our Gemara, he says, we see from our Gemara that when you do an act of damage, brishus, it's not an issue. And he quotes the Gemara Masechta Kedushin, Daf Ches Abbeis, that speaks about how you kelev rotzach re'el noshcha. If a dog was running after a woman to bite her, Vamalon, he tells her, Iskach le b'kikah vamalon t'nei l'kelev. He tells a woman, be kodeshes to me with a piece of bread, and she says, give the bread to the dog to get him away from me. Oidilman, the Gemara says, so the Gemara begins a discussion, which is not really part of our Shia today. Is it a Kedushin? Is it not a Kedushin? But the Gemara ends off with the words, Matza Amrla, she perhaps could say to him, Medaraisa Chiyuva Mechaivis Latzulin. You have an obligation, Medaraisa, to save me. Leisamra Tam Reecha. So here too, since this person saw a dog chasing this boy, he has an obligation to do what he has to do to save him. And we're learning an Al Gemara concept of Hazoruk Brishus is Potter. And therefore, it really goes back to the issue that we've been discussing. When Chazal gave us this dispensation of Hazoruk Brishus, how far does this had to go? Is it specifically said for Erev Shabbos Bein Hashmoshes? And not only that, but it has to be Rots Lekovit Shabbos? Or is it in all situations that involve saving, and where a person was allowed to run, a person was allowed to do what he did? So, as we said in our previous shiur, these halachas are discussed in Chayshe Mispit, Simen Shin Ayin Ches. And there's a very interesting piece of Aruch HaShulchan in Simen Shin Ayin Ches, Sif Yotes. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, Mima She'amru Chazal, once Chazal have taught us, the Rots Be'erev Shabbos have brishos, that running Erev Shabbos, one is allowed to run an Erev Shabbos, and if done, and of course if he does damage when he runs, he's not chayiv. Ein lilman mizeh, says the Aruch HaShulchan very clearly, we can't learn from there, the kol mi sherotz l'dvar mitzvah v'kibrishos, that everybody running to do a dvar mitzvah has a right to run, and if he does any damage, we need not be concerned. Why, says the Aruch HaShulchan, the shani Erev Shabbos, the Zman HaBohu, Erev Shabbos, Beit HaShmoshes, it's a very pressured time. Al B'Shari Mitzvahs, other times, Af Shemitzvah Lorotz, there's always a mitzvah to run to a mitzvah. Mekom Mokom Ein Lo Lorotz Kol Kach, he has no right to run, Atch Yuzik Bay Mahalach, until somebody walking in the street could get hurt. However, says the Aruch HaShulchan. Mi b'rotz linyan b'kuach nefesh, if somebody's running a hatzalah call, or la hatzal min a deleika min a mayim, or to save someone who's in a fire or getting in a flood, or k'yotz evadim mikra b'shus, to do choyva lov loris b'kol koychoy, this person who's supposed to run to save somebody, this hatzalah call, has to do whatever he can for the Gemara of Shabbos. So here, the Aruch HaShulchan tells us that even the Rama, who takes the position that we can only consider Rots Be'erev Shabbos, Bein HaShmoshes, the Rama, says that certainly even the Rama will agree, that that Hatzalah call is considered Rots Brishus. If somebody did damage during such a situation, he would not be Chayiv. So too, the Revolzen Zitzal and the Shas Achuvah Shivet Alevi, Chelik Tes, Simon Reis Tzadik Gimel, also says that someone running on a Hatzalah call, we could be more lenient. He gives a different reason. He says, the Gemara says, he takes the reason that if you won't allow, if the Hatzalah person, the Hatzalah member who's running on this call will have to be so careful and will know that if Chas V'Shalom he does damage, he'll be held responsible. So he says, "Ein l'cha adam shematzel as a chaverim in a roidif." No one will want to participate in a hatzalah call. And therefore, he says, if we were makel by somebody being rots l'kavod Shabbos, therefore, certainly, we will be makel for somebody running for Hatzalah call, because of the concept that we find in other places in Halacha, that if we're not going to be makel, it could cause a situation where people will not want to go on Hatzalah calls. And he adds one more svara. He says, if we see that the Torah Kedoshah was lenient when it comes to Chilul Shabbos for Hatzalah call, certainly the Torah will be lenient for and not be considered Chilul Shabbos. Certainly the Torah would be lenient regarding his obligation to pay if he did damage. The Sefer Mishpatei Torah, Chelek Aleph, Siman Yud Zayin, discusses the following shaila. He says somebody was walking in the street, and he's walking with an umbrella, and he's really not paying attention, and he hurts somebody, he hits somebody with his umbrella. What is the halacha? So he says that is certainly considered a ma'aseh mazik. Not only does he say is it considered a ma'aseh mazik, but he says since the person is holding the umbrella, so we will not consider it a bar, but since the person is holding the umbrella, it will be considered a Adam HaMazik. He says, even though the person had every right to drive, to walk in the street with an umbrella, but just because you have the right to walk in the street with an umbrella does not give you the right not to pay attention where you're walking. Or, he discusses another shaila. He says, if a car is driving and it drives through a puddle of water, and it causes people who are standing on the sidewalk to get wet. What is the halacha? So there he says, if the person who's driving the car could have easily driven the car and avoid the puddle and not get people wet, then he's going to be obligated to pay for the clothing that he got dirty. However, if he couldn't have driven any other way, so there he takes a different approach, and there he says the person has a right to drive the car, and he couldn't have done anything else. And a person who's walking on the street, this is a fundamental element in this discussion that we're having. When we speak about the obligation of the mazik not to do damage, there's also an obligation on the nizik to avoid getting damaged. What do I mean? What I mean to say is that when somebody is walking on the street and there's a puddle on the street, the person has to know that he's going to be walking there. It's very likely with cars driving by, they're going to get him wet. So you should know to stay away. It's very similar to Erev Shabbos. The heter of Erev Shabbos, as we discussed in our previous year, is not only a heter because the mazik has a right to run because it's Erev Shabbos by Hashmashas and needs to get ready for Shabbos. It's also an obligation on the nizik to recognize that in Erev Shabbos, Bein HaShmashas, people are running in Rosh Hashanah Rabbin. And since people are running in Rosh Hashanah Rabbin at that time, you need to be careful where you walk and where you go, that you should, Chas V'Shalom, not get hurt. Be aware. Similarly, if the person is walking in the street near a puddle, he needs to be aware that he should stay away from any possible issue. And if he isn't careful, he is a partner in this Maisa Hezek. That doesn't mean that the Mazik has a right just to drive and not pay attention. And if he didn't pay attention where he could have paid attention, then he will be held responsible.